other lover. You're a mother lover. We should fuck what? Each other's mothers. Fuck each other's moms. Happy Mother's Day. John,
that
thanks,
was beautiful.
Thanks for once again ruining the intro, as we told you to be quiet. And guess what you decided to do? Not be quiet.
I thought it was the movie time song.
John, no!
I told you not the normal song.
He told you, John!
Yeah, I actually did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Lies. Lies.
I did.
Stupid self. Hi, everybody. Hi, Internet.
Hello,
Happy
Internet.
Mother's Day.
We return after 2 weeks of non-existence.
Terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
One week where we had
TJ is to blame.
Yes.
So,
the first week
mad,
where I was just really busy and wasn't able to post the room episode, and the second week where my computer was being dumb. So
yeah. Mostly TJ being dumb. Oh snap! I didn't mean it. I'm
sorry. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we still have a following?
I don't know. I don't know.
We probably have Moksh. Hey Moksh.
Hey, Moksh, what's up?
Moksh, stop it.
You're telling Moksh to stop listening to our podcast?
He's probably yes, the only person still listening.
Hey, I thought we had 900 downloads.
No.
Yeah, that was like the first two episodes.
No.
John, we have loyal followers. Okay?
Yeah, John, as of the last month, I think we had like 350 total downloads of all the episodes, but that's still not saying much. And we had like 30 something subscribers.
I was checking in the top 100 video podcasts.
Yeah.
We're for like entertainment. We're number 99.
Oh wow.
Like you can look and you can find us.
I think in like the second week we were around, we were like number 60 something. So it just shows how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's because we haven't been on for 2 weeks.
We were way up there.
Yeah, we were.
You guys are so depressing every time.
Your mom is so depressing every time.
Hey, I told you she has a condition. She doesn't take her pills for it. Mom!
Crying solo.
How was that?
Cry harder.
Okay, that was pretty good.
That was
good.
A little better.
You want that was a little better?
Well,
that's
if you ever heard
I aim
Prisoner
please.
Christmas.
Okay, but anyway, you guys gotta stop being so depressing all the time with the sadness. And
you have to stop being so depressing all the time with the sadness.
You can't
come
just copy
back
my words and speak your own, okay?
Yes, I can.
Stop twisting his words.
I never said that.
I never said that.
Your
oh,
mind seems to not work on me.
Sam has vomited with rage.
Solo.
Solo.
We definitely need a solo for everything. It's like orgasm solo. How's that? Shakespearean Rain solo from John.
What?
Oh, see, now you can't improv, John. That's... that
Shakespearean?
Yeah.
Ranting solo. Yeah. You have to rant Shakespeareanly.
Yeah. John, do it.
I don't
now.
Know Shakespeare.
Do it.
You're always boasting about poetry, John. This is how... everyone knows you're phony now. Okay?
I've never boasted about poetry.
You've always been about poetry.
Pretty sure you're making stuff up here, Sam.
I'm trying to make you look like the bad guy on our show, John. Is there a bad thing about that?
Everything has to be in black and white.
Yeah.
But I'm not black.
Yes, you are, John. Yes. Now you are.
Yeah, you're... John...
So I'm the bad guy because I'm black?
Yes.
See, John, we can make you whatever we want you to be. In fact, from now on, I'm going to start calling you a black guy now. I'm going to call you DeFuan.
What?
DeFuan?
Oh, I see what you did there. He's a black guy, and his name sounds like Swan.
No, I just thought DeFuan. But I like that
Black
now.
Swan.
It's oh, funny because that joke got old 6 episodes ago.
Didn't. Really good. Still good. Still a good joke. Still a joke. What if we talk about alien apocalypse?
No. Okay, it's, fine. It's, you can do it in the opening bit in the
Yay!
I have missed every single time I get to pick a movie when you guys get to pick yours.
It's well, very cool. None of us have really gotten to do any of the movies we've gotten to pick for the last few weeks, so
it's been gone. It's his fault. He's always like, "Oh, I'm busy doing Easter stuff all day till 12." It's just this thing.
Wait, who?
Or having mono.
Okay, it's no excuse, John.
Sorry, Sam.
Anyway, can I talk about Alien Apocalypse?
Sure.
Yay! Anyway, so we all know TJ didn't see this. John did. Right, John?
Yeah.
Okay,
have
just
you seen it this week, TJ?
No.
You suck.
I never watched it.
You're still a failure.
Yep, in my eyes, and your mama's.
Your mom is still a failure.
Anyway, so okay, so this movie stars Bruce Campbell. And I actually recently saw on like Netflix all of Bruce Campbell's Army of Darkness films. If you guys...
Oh, yeah, the Evil Dead films. Yeah, it's not called Army of Darkness.
Well, the third one's called Army of Darkness.
Well, yeah, but the trilogy is referred to as the Evil Dead films.
Anyway, it's very good.
Like, yes, they are.
So hilarious.
Which one's your favorite? Which one's your favorite, Sam?
The first or the third?
Really? Because my favorite's the second, actually.
I'm sorry, I haven't seen the second yet.
Oh, yeah.
Accidentally, because I wanted to see how he got the chainsaw arm and how he got the boomstick.
Oh, yeah, the second one is basically the exact same plot as the first one. Except it's, like, 100 times gorier than the first one was. And they took out the tree rape. And
that was
now
hilarious.
He gets the chainsaw And now he gets the chainsaw
that got
arm.
The tree rape got me aroused. Like, that was pretty hot.
Japan style.
Okay, it had no plot line to it. It was just like, hey, you're a lady, you're in the woods, I'm gonna rape you. John,
I'm a tree.
Let me explain this to you, John. This woman's running away.
John just died.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he did just die.
I'm pretty tired of this. Anyway, teacher, you and me will talk about this. Basically, internet, what happens in this is this woman's running away in the woods, right, TJ?
Yeah, I think everyone knows the scene. Everyone who's a big enough film geek to be listening to this probably knows the scene.
But I thought it would have more of, like, an impact, but she was like, no, oh, she didn't bother mentioning, oh, by the way, I got raped by trees.
Yeah.
She was like, it shoved something inside me.
Yeah.
And also, I loved, Bruce Campbell's character didn't really have, like, any characteristics in the first movie.
Yeah.
I think they defined him in the second one, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. He became more of who he was in Army of Darkness in the second one.
He had no, like, person. He was just, like, a guide to be there. He didn't really have a point, but...
Yeah, the second one, he became a badass.
Yeah, I can't the third one was still very funny, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was very, very good. Very...
Yeah.
Oh, all the puns are so hilarious. But anyway, yeah, so back to Alien Apocalypse. So, Bruce Campbell is in this B-movie that was literally not on in the film. I mean, in the movie theater. It was literally made for the Sci-Fi Channel. That will mystify me.
That's why I didn't watch it, because Sci-Fi Channel movies are usually boring. Like
no,
Mega Shark versus
so
Giant
hilarious.
Octopus.
It's so funnily bad. But yeah, so basically it's the exact plot line, the Planet of the Apes, the first ones. And they're
really?
Like, oh.
Oh, weird.
What?
Planet of the Apes, that's just weird.
Yeah, so basically it's the exact same plot, but if it was like bug creatures instead of apes.
Weird.
Yep. And imagine the funding for this movie was $12. And they ran out of, actors. So they had, like, 20. Anyway, so Bruce Campbell plays this space guy who just came back to space and he realizes, oh, my God, there's aliens and I'm the only intelligent person. The funniest thing, though, is that he's a doctor. And when he comes back to Earth 20 years later, everyone's forgotten what a doctor is. They all call him the doctor. They go... What is a doctor? And he goes, are you serious? It's pretty self-explanatory. And so he basically...
I docked,
yeah.
Obviously.
So he saves everybody. They kill the insects. It's the worst piece of crap you'll ever see in your existence, but it's hilariously bad.
Ah.
John's back.
Sorry to everyone who's listening. I'm just trying to get John back on.
Okay, John's back online. How tired of everybody is John?
Yeah, seriously.
I love talking about him behind his back.
Fuck John's back on.
Oh, sorry, John. I didn't mean to say those things.
What did you say?
No, I didn't say anything. What? DeFuan for the last time.
TJ, what did he say?
I said nothing. TJ, if you want my loving, you will not say a word.
Yep, it's true.
Yep. So you said nothing? So I have nothing?
Yeah, we said nothing. Yep.
Nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I said
we
nothing.
We love you
best
too.
Best friends
with
ever.
Weapons.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be our play.
What?
Hello? Oh, Good Times with Weapons, remember? Our play. We're going to make a play called Good Times with Weapons, Vampires.
Isn't that the name of a South Park episode?
Yeah, it is. It's a very good episode, though.
Maybe we shouldn't steal that title,
so you can't steal it.
Yeah, we couldn't steal the title, I think.
Good Times with Condoms. How about that?
Okay, that works, I guess.
Yeah, no, you don't guess, you know. Anyway, we're gonna do a plug-in for our school play. Everyone come down to Rideau Park School.
Wow, way to get us stabbed in our sleep.
I have to.
I live really close to there.
You gave that away, John. You gave it away. Good thing there are like two other kids named Sam, so that I'll have to go through them. they'll be like, anyone named Sam, please run. There's like a grade two whose name is Sam, and then they get murdered.
Kid just walks. Someone just walks into school, shoots a little kid in the face.
Is your name Sam? Yes. Bam! Right in the face with a large caliber pistol.
And they haven't hit puberty yet either.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut your face. And then they'll be like, I'll be sitting in the chair, and they'll be like, is anyone else named Sam? And I'll point to John.
Aww.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, John.
Couldn't you get Sam trimming?
Oh, I'll do him first, but you second. I want to hear you scream, John.
But I'll be dead, so I can't scream.
I want to hear your screaming in your deadness.
That
doesn't make any sense.
Yep. This episode's starting off really good, actually.
It really is. This is the best episode we've had in a long time.
Being negative again.
What do you mean?
That was pretty, like, positive, man.
Well, okay, it was semi... Alright.
You just want to bring down on people, man.
Yeah, God, you're the depressing one here. Always trying to get down on everyone.
Can't we just live, Sam? Can't we all just live in a circle of life?
Can't we all just ride the peace train?
I couldn't afford a ticket onto the peace train.
But Cat Stevens said that we should all ride the peace train, and I'm pretty sure it's a free ride.
Yeah, it's a free ride, man.
For a few weeks, I've been obsessed with the name Greg Kinnear.
Take off your top and get killed by Greg Kinnear.
Is that now?
What?
There should definitely be a song called Take Off Your Shirt and Get Killed by Greg Kinnear.
Let's take off your top.
Top.
Yeah.
Oh, funny story. In LA class,
yes.
I'm not going to say who, but we had this poetry person come in, and we were all making a goodbye card for him, but everyone thought it was a birthday card for our teacher. So John thought it'd be funny, since we're kind of like close with the teacher, he put down Take Off Your Top and Get Killed by Greg Kinnear. No, just get hugged by Greg Kinnear because we didn't want to take it too far. And so it's going around. and John finds out that it's not a birthday card.
I'm imagining seeing Wakefield's reaction to that.
Okay, David, now you've got another poet killed.
Yet another poet brutally killed. Anyway.
It's the second one.
It's only his first name.
Brewster. Is a brand of beer.
Delicious. Not a poet.
John! No, gave it away!
I said not a poet!
Oh, good. That's exactly...
But it's not. Yeah.
I'm confused if we're... I don't know.
I'm confused sorry, if you're... Wakefield. I don't know.
You, stop saying his name over again!
Wakefield Brewster.
God, no! I swear to God, we're gonna go to jail. And we're gonna be like, what'd you do? Oh, we gave away like 1,000 people's names and home locations and cell phone numbers.
On the internet.
And most of them got
for advertising money.
Oh, I should go get it. So everyone can know.
Take off your top and get hugged by Greg Kinnear. What? I'm just imagining his reaction, too.
Just be like, thank you? Or, you're welcome?
You disturb me.
Yeah, I don't know about you. Anyway, so now that we've given away this episode's people's names, we can move on.
Oh, to addresses.
Min John.
Lives at.
You talked about all the movies you watched.
Me?
Yeah.
Let me think. Netflix. Predators. I watched Predators again.
Oh, cool. I heard that was good.
Really good. I keep wanting there to be another one because they have such an open gap at the end. Spoiler alert, there's two guys left on the planet, and like 20 more people get dropped in, and then the ending line is, let's find a way off this fucking planet.
Yay!
I want a whole new cast of survivors. And I want Greg Kinnear to be in that cast.
And for him to kill someone after they take off their top.
Yes! They'll be like, just like a guy, and I'll be like, it's really hot out here, takes off the top. Greg Kinnear pulls out a shank.
So shirtless! Oh.
I've done this to yourself!
I'm on Wikipedia, and there apparently exists such thing as Christian ska, which is really depressing.
It's Christian ska.
Ska, that's Christian.
What's ska?
Ska is like a form, it's like a kind of reggae music, kind of a vaguely punkish reggae. There's like ska punk as a specific genre, but like it's like sort of a more upbeat sort of reggae.
I don't wanna ever feel like I did that day. Took me to the place I love. John, finish me off.
I don't know.
That's what he said.
Oh! Wowzers! Yowaha! Mamacita!
Por favor.
Not Dom de Esta, mi chalupa!
Chalupa! Dumb day, yes. Dumb day.
So anyway, Sam, any other movies? Anything else, Sam?
Sam
died.
Aww.
Everyone dies in over the course of a single show.
And if
always.
You die, the whole thing will collapse.
Yes, it will. I'm next, and that would make this show not happening anymore.
And then I wouldn't do it again, because I have a fucking project to do, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to... Oh, Sam is officially dead.
Oh!
No! Sam is calling me, but he doesn't realize that that's really stupid, because that would change the call, and that would make our call die. So, that's not happening, Sam. I will call
him.
You. Yes, I'm
call
about
him.
To start this. Everyone, dear everyone, Skype is annoying.
Wow!
What?
Now,
why, TJ?
You just died out of nowhere. It was your connection.
That was you who died.
No.
No?
No, you were the one who
we
died.
Were here
me
the whole
me
time.
And John were running while you were out.
Well, at least we all know it's TJ's fault, so we can move on.
Anyway.
Yeah, TJ.
anything in my life.
And we've all cried on this episode. Yay!
TJ. That was more of a questionable cry. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know if I should be crying.
Should I be happy?
Happy time now?
What?
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 Huh?
What?
I don't know.
I can't hear you.
Where I know, is... right?
Where's my son?
My hearing aid isn't in.
We make so much sense, you guys.
Yes, we seriously do. These aren't even in jokes.
All the people who know about... this is actually a movie podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
by the way, right. We talked about movies.
It sounds hard to believe, but...
Speaking of which, Sam, movies, are there anything else you've seen?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, because, yeah, me and John...
Saw The Warriors.
Yeah, we watched The Warriors.
What's that?
It's a movie from the 70s. It's, like, pretty
about
cool.
Gangsters.
I love that movie! I've seen that 3 times!
Yeah.
It's, like, the best movie! Yeah. Warriors! Come out to play.
Yeah.
And then just like smack face.
Yeah.
Best is that gang with the baseball guys.
The baseball furies. Which every time I see the movie, I think that they're called the baseball furries.
I'm going to use that baseball stick as a popsicle.
Yeah. I'm going to shove that bat up your ass and call you a popsicle.
That's pretty sick. I hate how he gets just like chained to a bench.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that sucks for you, but sorry.
I wish that she'd, like, left him there to starve or something. That would just be so epic.
Later. Help.
Yeah, exactly. The end of the movie, it just cuts from them walking on the beach at the end to, like, just him, like, dying of exposure.
There's, like, a hobo licking him. He's, like, dying.
Like, chewing on him.
AKA the human bidet.
Yeah, but yeah. I loved that movie. Was pretty classic.
Yes,
you know
it is.
That the black shirt and jeans gang is definitely the best.
Oh yeah,
most original.
Have you ever seen? Yeah, you have you ever paid close attention in the opening credits to notice that one of the gang's gimmick is that they all just wear black shirts and jeans?
No, I like the one they encounter when they're walking home and they all wear like green shirts
the
and
orphans.
Basically how they what?
The orphans.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, but they just, like, throw a Molotov, and that's the end of that fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the orphans. Yeah.
They're so terrible.
Don't even fight at all.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, you guys get out of here, and then the warriors are like, no, and they're like, okay, we're sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty epic sounds.
That movie is good. It is good.
I was just, there's so many movies with, like, the word warriors in it, I was like, what? But then you said there was the 70s one, and I was like, wait a minute.
Aw, yeah.
Wait just 1 second. Let me puzzle this together. Warriors.
Warriors!
Come out to play!
John was laughing so hard at that bit.
I know. Like, they got like, 2 bottles on their fingers. You're like, ah, scary, run!
Yeah.
The Warriors, I just, like, break out laughing. I mean, it's the most ridiculous content meant that you've ever heard.
I needed that today. I needed that. Just like start laughing. It's been a really tough day. I really.
Thanks, man.
It's been a hard night. I've been fighting.
Let me buy you. Let me buy you a soda.
All these problems. Oh, you are just so funny.
I need it. Ah, you guys. You guys. Crazy. So now that we've talked about that, let's move on to John's personal life.
Yeah. So John, how many times have you watched Black Swan today? 6.
How many times have you pleasured?
7.
How many times have you pleasured yourself in non-lesbian scenes?
10.
John. Answer this, John.
He said 10.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't want to tell me. I was like, yeah. You tell
me. I'm your bitch, Sam. Of course I tell you.
That's right, you are. Who's a little bitch?
Aw, you boy.
Who's a little bitch?
I'm your little bitch.
Yes, you are.
Yay! Do I get a treat?
No! No! Oh. You get hot sauce in the butthole. That's what you get.
Aww.
Yeah. This show just took a very violent turn.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? This show's been violent for a while.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It's a blatant lie.
Racist and violent.
Yeah, and a little bit sexist.
Yep. Yep.
We haven't had a woman on the show yet. We need to get one.
Yeah.
Sexual. Sexist. I mean, no. Anyway.
Is that weird flabby sound in the background?
Oh, sorry, that's just TJ jerking off.
No. Sam, you're doing something strange.
I'm just sitting in my room. Not jerking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Sam.
Whatever you say, Dafuan.
What?
Why do you always have to turn the tables on me?
Because if I don't, who will?
Society?
I love our I love our awkward silences in between everything we say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Our segment of all the times that is awkward silences.
Yep.
Just like, what the fuck did you just say?
Like this one right now.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep. We love you, Moch. Keep listening.
No. Moch, keep listening. Please.
We're lonely.
I'm not. I've got stuffed animals in here. There it is. That's another one. That's another really good one.
Now that you've pointed it out. Every single time, it's going to be even longer.
I know. I'm so dastardly.
Fuck you, Sam.
No!
Everything.
Stop!
What?
Tits! Tits everywhere!
Damn you, walk silence! No!
It's all your fault, Sam.
I started this war. I'm going to finish it, by God.
3, 2, 1. Hey!
Damn it, Jen.
What's TJ doing?
TJ?
Yeah, what?
Contribute to our awkward silences.
Oh, sorry.
Join us, my son.
Let Damn, the hate he's better flow than the rest of you. Us.
First one to talk loses.
You just said.
Anyway, about that stuff and the talking.
About that stock market.
About that stock market.
How about them waffles? They're like pancakes.
Oh, yeah, I watched something else that's going to make Sam cry, tears of blood, and then smack me in the ear.
Yes?
Season finale. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Shut your face.
It was perfect in every
shut
way.
Shut your face now.
I could honestly go without a second season.
Not a movie doesn't count. Stop talking.
You stop talking in the face.
Fuck your ponies and your pony love.
Oh, come on.
Creepy fetish.
No. Your fetish is creepy. I know what it is, John.
What is my fetish?
I've been looking through your history. You don't think fathers do that anymore, but they do.
I thought Sam was my dad.
No, Sam's your uncle. Also, Sam is about to blame me for his going offline again. I can tell.
Wait, aww. Tits! That was a serious voice crack right there.
By whom?
Me.
Oh, I wasn't really paying attention. Sam is harassing me on Facebook now.
Oh, so it is your fault.
No, it's not.
TJ.
It's his connection. It's right after.
Don't die,
TJ. It's right after he came back online. No, John.
Kick Sam out again.
Hey, every time.
Stop kicking Sam out.
I'm not. I swear. No.
Say before I was cut off so rudely.
No.
TJ, you're gonna say something that was gonna make me something.
Yeah, it was gonna make you slap me in the ear.
Okay, what is it?
I already said it. Now you're gonna have to go back and listen to the episode to learn what it is.
No! Don't do this.
No, you're gonna have to go back, listen to the episode.
You're gonna kill me all episode, man. Please.
I'll tell you at the end, okay?
Okay, you promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
Remind me after we do this. What?
You promise, you promise, you
yes,
promise?
Yes, I promise, I promise, I promise. But, yeah, Remind me after the 6 seconds of Sam, and we'll do it.
Why don't you just tell him now?
No, I don't want to. I want to keep some suspense here. Everyone listening already knows, but
we're
who cares?
Spending like a full like 2 minutes debating this.
Who cares? Let's just do it.
Just give it up, man.
No, come on, come on. Okay.
I need this more than ever.
Thor. Let's move into Thor.
I need you more.
Okay. Let's.
Hey, man.
Let's talk about Thor. Let's talk
Thor?
About some mad Thor. Let's
I'll show
Thor
you
it
a
up.
Thor. Zip. I'll show you a god of thunder. Zip.
I'll show you my hammer.
I'll show you
Mjolnir.
I'll what? Show you Natalie Portman. Zip.
No, no, I got a good one. I got a good one. I'll show you a frost giant.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'll show you the destroyer.
I'll show you a boomstick.
What?
Zip. That
was no, unrelated to Thor.
No, but
Evil
yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
I was just randomly thinking about that, so there we go.
Didn't I? This is our best episode ever!
Yes, it seriously is.
My frost giant throbs with pain.
Maybe you should stop flapping it.
I can't! So yeah, Thor.
Yeah, Thor.
And sexual jokes.
It was a pretty good movie.
I really liked it.
As did I. Well, I liked it. I didn't really like it, but I liked it.
Anyone
I liked
else put
yeah.
guy in there?
Okay, general okay. thoughts, I guess, now. Since we already kind of covered it, but still, Sam.
Great addition to the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the Avengers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start here. Yeah, I agree. I think I'm a little less positive than Sam is, just from hearing the way he's been talking
about
it. But
I read comics, you know, so that's
yeah. Well,
that's
I read minimal amounts of comics, and I know quite a bit about sort of the U and all that, and all the crossover stuff.
The U?
Could you tell what... Sam, did you know what that thing was at the end?
Yeah.
After the credits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the cube thing?
Only the real nerds.
That's the cube, right?
The cosmic cube, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it. I was trying to name it. My dad was like, what the hell was that? And I'm like, it's the universe cube? It's...
The cosmic cube.
It's. I know it's a cube that
it's
has,
what
like...
what Thanos was trying to get his hands on.
Yeah, what does it do again? Doesn't it create...
It basically creates any wish.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a genie.
John, don't interrupt.
Yeah, don't interrupt when we're nerding out.
Yeah, we're nerding out to the max.
Genies
yeah.
beat weird
glowing Although, I don't know how they'll incorporate that. Will that be in the Avengers, or will it be in the next Thor movie?
It'll be in the Avengers. I think, yeah.
Who TJ, who do you want to be the villain in the Avengers?
Isn't Loki already, like, the villain?
Is Loki gonna be? Maybe.
No, Loki doesn't seem like a big enough villain for
yeah.
the Avengers.
Because I think they could all just defeat him pretty easily.
Thinking like Thanos. Thanos would be cool.
Oh, deaths for deaths.
I don't know who that
deaths.
Is.
John, stop interrupting.
Yeah.
I'm part of this too.
I could see Thanos, yeah. That'd be
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Thanos would be pretty awesome. I don't know how they would pull it off, though. Like,
yeah.
like how the second Fantastic Four movie ruined Galactus.
Oh, God.
Like, the last
yeah.
time they tried to do a villain of that scope, like Thanos, they just ended up ruining Galactus.
I know, that sucked. I was like, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. Oh, wait, it's a purple cloud?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So mad.
Yeah.
I like how
they mentioned that in Kick-Ass. That was funny.
They did?
Yeah, and Kick-Ass is a little passing bit of dialogue when him and his friends are just, like, geeking out when they're, one of them's like, really? A cloud? Really?
But you know what I think they might do for the Avengers? They might just build up how the Avengers get created.
Maybe. That would be lame, though, because all the stuff about how the Avengers were created in Iron Man 2 was, like, the worst part of Iron Man 2.
What do you mean? What part was that
like,
again?
The whole, like, half the movie where it's just basically all about Nick Fury starting the Avengers. I found that really dull in Iron Man 2.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah.
All right, then.
John,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm waiting
Good,
for you
stop interrupting.
Okay.
Stop interrupting, John.
Okay, John's general thoughts.
Well, I don't know anything about the comics, but for someone that... never reads them. I actually really liked it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Heimdall. It's all about Heimdall.
Actually, not really, but
oh, yeah.
I liked
Heimdall
it, yeah.
was really, really cool.
I didn't
they
mind
should
that
make
he's
a
black
Heimdall movie.
I didn't mind that he was black.
Yeah.
Also, I have no idea what I'm picking, because I forgot about that.
What?
What?
I have no idea what I'm picking for next week.
Well, how about I do it for you?
No.
Do V for Vendetta.
No.
No.
Oh, do a bad movie. Do Troll.
No, we already have done way too many bad movies in the last few weeks.
Then, right?
Let's do something that we don't know the quality of that we haven't seen. But Ooh. We'll do that later. We'll do that later. Right. Thor now.
Thor.
Okay. Thor.
Frost giant penis. Okay. I kind of feel bad for Loki, though, don't you guys?
Hmm? Yeah.
I can't blame him for being...
He was, like, my favorite character.
Really? Yeah, I found Loki really annoying.
The actor was super good.
Yeah, the actor was really good. It's just, I just found the character and the way that he was written. He felt like he was only there to be the bad guy. Like, he was just there to put a little bit more conflict into it. Like, he didn't feel like a fully fleshed out character.
Yeah, well, yeah. They couldn't include full backstory.
I still liked him because he was a badass.
Yeah, because, John, in the original comics, what happens is, basically, Odin basically, like, kills his father right in front of him. And as Loki's, like, crying over his dad's body, Odin's like, hey, I'm going to make you a boy, and you're going to be mine.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Loki. Like, honestly, like, yeah. I mean, I understand why he's jealous, and he's kind of got this, like, loyalty to the Frost Giants. He has been good, though, in the comics sometimes.
Yeah.
Yay.
He does help out in occasions, but...
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting him to turn good again.
He did, though. He kind of did,
like, 5 seconds before he committed suicide.
Yeah, but he's not dead, though, isn't he? Spoiler alert!
Oh, he's not dead, though, yeah.
Well, kind of. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's not dead. Sorry, I forgot about that one tiny little shot in the last scene.
Yeah.
So, did he inhabit the body of that guy?
Mm, yeah, doesn't Loki have, like, a power like that?
He has shapeshifting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't shapeshift very much.
Yeah, but I guess he didn't really need to that much.
Yeah, he didn't need to in this movie, just since... But yeah, they should definitely make a Heimdall movie.
Yeah, just like 2 hours of him guarding the bridge.
Yeah.
Like,
I would definitely watch that. It would be like Clerks, except instead of running a desk and doing nothing, it would just be standing outside of the bridge.
But he's only one person.
For 45 minutes,
well,
just him
but
standing.
Maybe he could have a wacky slacker friend like in Clerks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the best thing ever. Random.
Oh, he could have that fat guy who eats way too much.
Oh, that's Volstagg. No, but... No, Volstagg can't be in it because he's part of the Warriors 3. He can't do that.
Yeah, he probably has stuff to do during the Avengers.
Huh? No, I love the Warriors 3.
Yeah.
But you know what I didn't like about the Thor movie?
The thing is, they didn't really do anything with them in the movie.
Yeah.
But
what I didn't like about, because in the original Thor comics, Thor gets with Sif, not with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I was like, I don't know, Natalie.
Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie, that relationship.
Yeah.
But.
I liked the scientist characters. I liked Natalie Portman. I liked that other girl with the glasses.
She was pretty funny.
I do agree that those three were. I do agree that those three were really good characters. I think in what little time they got, but yeah, I think the romance was kind of half baked. They needed to set it up more.
Yeah. But I didn't. What was I gonna say?
It's just in 2 days they fall in like super super deep love.
Yeah.
Like, they've been together for years.
Yeah.
Can you? So that was, you know, the guy who played Thor. That was like his first movie role.
Yeah.
And just like being like, oh, hey, for your first movie role, how would you like to be Thor? I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, and that basically guarantees him
not?
In the movie.
On a few conditions. He must be like, he's gonna get so many movie deals now.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
He's never.
Or maybe
active.
He'll be like.
Watch him be like Robert Downey Jr. and make a new Sherlock movie.
Or watch him suddenly be like Sam Worthington, where he gets like 8 movies in 1 year, and then suddenly his career just dies.
Yeah, that could happen. That could definitely happen. Oh, so guys, did any of you notice the Hawkeye reference in the movie?
No, I saw afterwards that there was something with Hawkeye, and I didn't notice it in the.
Okay, here's it's super awesome. John, do you know the actor from The Hurt Locker? Oh no, the town. Remember
Jeremy
the town?
Renner.
Yeah.
Remember the town?
Yeah.
The
Jeremy
brother?
Renner.
Yeah. The brother, John?
Yeah.
Okay. In a part in the movie, when Thor is fighting that black guard and trying to get to the hammer, that guy who goes up in the crane with the bow and arrow.
Shut up, cat.
Yeah.
That is Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner. He is part of the Avengers. He's a super badass assassin who has
Oh, that's no superpowers?
So cool.
But is he like Batman, kind of? Super cool.
He's got like so many different kinds of arrows. He's got explosive, sonic, poison. He's basically just the trade bow and arrow guy.
Sort of like the Green Arrow, except...
Yeah, but it's Jeremy Renner, John.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sweet.
Green Arrow is cooler, though, because the Green Arrow is like a hardcore liberal.
I actually don't know. Which is super funny.
The Green Arrow
is the DC universe equivalent. And I'm all the way like a Marvel person. Yeah. Like to me the DC universe is just a big convoluted mess of continuity, but I
can't stand Superman.
Yeah, Superman is also an annoying
pisses
character.
Me off.
Yeah. But like,
recently IGN
they're
had, like,
one of the few bits I like more about the DCU, like as far as characters who are blatant ripoffs of each other go, I prefer the Green Hornet to Hawkeye, mainly just because, I don't know, I just like Green Arrow more.
You know what's funny, actually? The Marvel Universe, they tried to create an equivalent of Superman.
Yeah.
His name was, like, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. He's still around.
No, DC sued Marvel, and they got the rights to the character, and now he's in DC.
Really?
Yep.
I feel bad because he basically has like the exact same power set except that he's a kid basically.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has to shout Shazam.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I think Hawkeye might be in the Avengers. That'd be pretty cool. Having like the one. What do you guys think would be better, Green Lantern or Captain America?
I think
You're
Captain America is going to be
person.
Better.
Yeah.
Because Captain America, the thing about Captain America is of the three superhero movies, Thor, Captain America, and Green Lantern, I was most excited about Captain America because the thing was, Captain America looks like they're just making, like, kind of a pulpy B World War II movie, except that it also happens to have a guy in a suit in it. Basically.
Well, I like how they're not like, oh, you don't get a gun. He gets a gun. He kills, he shoots people.
Yeah.
Like, he has the gun, because in the original comics, in the World War II, he had a pistol and a shield.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's just not, because he shoots people, like, you see, and he has the Howling Commandos at his back.
Yeah, yeah. It does just look like kind of a fun, blow-things-up war movie.
John, guess who's in it with us, John?
Oh.
Hugo Weaving, the guy from V for Vendetta.
Oh, baller.
He plays Red Skull, the main bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sam,
the Cosmic Cube, apparently the reason they're setting that up is because that's going to have a huge effect on Captain America, the movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I was almost pissed off at the end of Thor? So you know how you wait till the very end of the credits?
Yeah.
Well, at the very end they said, Thor will be in the Avengers? I thought that was a special treat.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, thanks. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was about to like stand up in my chair and yell, because it was like, after all the credits, it goes black and then it just says, Thor will be in the Avengers.
No, it's like Thor will return in the Avengers.
But I was
like that's what they do with a lot of... That's what they used to do with old serials, is at the end of a serial film, they're like these 20-minute shorts they would show before an actual film, like up until like the late 50s. And at the end of serial films, it would always say... Because serial films were always made in sort of these long series. And so it would always say... whatever character will return in, and then whatever the next serial they were making was called. And it's sort of an ode to that, that they still do sometimes.
What'd you do? What would you give it? 1 out of 10.
I would have... No, don't we usually do out of 5?
Sure, so out of 5.
Yeah, out of 5.
Okay, out of 5, I would give it like a 3.5.
John?
I'd give it,
Come on, you said you liked it a little 3. More than PJ.
Oh. No, No, probably a 3.5, yeah.
I'd give it a 4.5.
What?
4.5?
Seriously?
I thought it was a great to the Marvel.
That's like almost perfect.
Oh, fine, yeah. Sorry. I'm more used to 10. I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. A Thor.
Yes. Yes. That just happened. And now you know what it's time for?
I don't understand what happened.
John. I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Oh! Yeah!
Hey, John. Remember when we had our sleepover and those guys chased us down and tried to rape us? We should have worn our Asgard. Oh!
What? What? And then you probably should have used a him doll on him.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what it is, and I don't know what it's supposed to be.
I don't want to learn. I don't want to know what sick things Sam does.
You probably should have Majal nerd their face. With your giant Loki with a frost giant.
What? Doesn't even make any sense.
You're just throwing out random words.
Odin, Odin, Odin! What you'd be screaming as he lied on top of you.
Odin was definitely my favorite character.
Who?
What? Odin. Hello? Odin.
Who was?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Loki.
Oh, yeah. No. I found Loki annoying.
He was number two. Odin's number one.
Well, Anthony Hopkins was very good as Odin.
Yeah, he was. He was Anthony Hopkins as Odin.
I don't think it could have been really anybody else, because you need that kind of... Yeah. Grizzled look.
I liked that they had Kenneth Branagh as the director. That was a really good choice.
But I would say I did wish Asgard was a little more gritty, because it looked super sci-fi.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Is like Thor is the first time in the Marvel like film universe that there's been like a hardcore like shift into fantasy. And I really accepted it. I thought that Thor is the kind of character who deserves to be a little cartoonier when adapted to the screen.
I like it, but in the original Thor, like the Asgard was a little more gritty. It wasn't all shiny.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm kind of done with the whole like dark superheroes thing, and Thor is not the character for that.
All right.
Thor is not the character to be making dark and gritty.
I'm just waiting for the Deadpool movie.
He's a space Viking. Oh yeah, definitely. I hope that they don't ruin him like they did last
time. Don't. Okay, the stupidest thing. They're like, okay, Deadpool, a character who mainly uses his mouth as a weapon. Let's make him not be able to talk in the X-Men.
And let's make him, instead of actually having, like, swords and guns like he usually has, let's make him Baraka from Mortal Kombat.
Exactly. Stupidest thing. Like, in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, the fans have actually refused to call X-Men Origins Wolverine Deadpool, Deadpool. They've renamed him Dude Peel.
Yes, John, I want you to go on Wikipedia or come to my house, and I want to give you all my Deadpool comics.
Yeah, Deadpool is really good. Do you have that like massive 300th one that's just like basically an anthology comic?
What?
Yeah, there's like a massive 300th issue it's so good. It's just like a bunch of small non-connected stories about Deadpool.
I've got Cable and Deadpool, both two books. I've got like a bunch of his solo stuff.
Yeah, I'll lend you the like single issue that's like I think it's like yeah, it's like the 300 or the 500th or something along those lines. It's really, really good.
Yes, please.
I will lend it to you.
Thank you.
It was like John. $3 and it's like I think like 100 pages or something.
What?
It's ridiculous.
What?
It was like $5, yeah.
Let me explain the Deadpool to you, John. Deadpool is a character, he basically knows he's a comic book character.
Yeah. It's so epic.
He fully accepts that. Like, the funniest thing is in Marvel vs. Capcom, one of the video games.
Yeah. His ultra combo hits them with his HP bar.
He takes out the HP bar just like smacking you with it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Even in the comic books, he's like, hey, I'm the main character here. I get to do all the talking.
Yeah,
and the person's
exactly.
Like,
and how he's talking about how he's having conversations with the little yellow boxes in his head.
Yeah. Be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool.
Yeah, there's a story in that whatever anniversary issue that I have where he's, like, having a conversation with the boxes in his head, and then he's, like, it ends with him talking about how he's going to personally kill every single fan of his series, and then he's, like, it just shows, like, a guy, like, holding the exact frame that they're in, and him standing with a gun behind him.
I love his friend.
And then just be like, and then, like, he is standing behind a gun, with a gun behind a guy who has, like, the same comic that you're reading open on the exact same frame of Deadpool with a gun behind him, and he looks back, and then the next page is just the page before that, covered in blood. It's so epic.
Yeah, but they could definitely do a good job, as long as they don't... I'm not so sure about Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well, Ryan Reynolds...
I wouldn't think it was...
What?
We didn't really get to see him as Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, cause
well,
like,
yeah. It would be like Spider-Man, where when he's... Yeah, you wouldn't actually see his face, and... Because the only thing that I had a problem with him as Deadpool was, like, the way he looked for Deadpool. I didn't imagine Deadpool looking that way, like, underneath, even before...
Cancer. He has cancer.
Yeah, even before he was, like, horribly scarred and given, like, full-body cancer, I didn't imagine him looking like that. But, like, other than that, like, since he'll be covered in what I will assume is probably a CGI suit for the entire movie, I think he'll be fine for it. Like, as long as he does the voice acting well.
Well, the only thing they had 5 minutes of Deadpool in the, like, in the very beginning, like, when...
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I made him better. What does that sound?
Oh, that's me randomly messing with the thing
hey,
that's on
how
the
about
floor.
You stop it?
Yeah,
how about
TJ.
You just shut up?
Okay.
In the mouth.
All right. I'm going to kick you
with
in the face miss. With a tornado.
And a penis.
I want to poke you in the eye with a person.
And a penis.
And a frost giant. Who's ready for a new continuing joke?
I'll show you a baseball fury. Zip.
What?
Nothing, Sam. You'll understand when you get older.
Okay. PJ, you have to tell me now what you were going to say to me.
Hmm? Oh, I was...
You even remember?
No. Just wait. After 6 seconds of Sam and after we pick the movie,
was,
right at the very
four
end.
Seconds of Sam.
Right
six.
At the very end.
It's four.
I've
six.
Extended it to six since I run this podcast.
Oh, John. You mad, John.
You mad, John. Yeah. And you
John,
jelly.
Are you mad?
And there's a problem.
I'm a little
you
bit
jelly,
mad.
And you mad.
Is there a problem that you are jelly with?
Is there a problem that you are both mad and jelly about?
Yes, indeed.
Good. We've accomplished our mission.
Oh, man. Have you guys seen the new Lonely Island, Jack Sparrow?
What? What? Okay,
no.
I'm YouTubing this right now.
Yeah, it's Jack Sparrow featuring Michael Bolton.
Wait.
Michael Bolton gives the best troll face at one point. Just
watching now.
Okay, here we go. I'm watching right now. Everyone be quiet. It
needs to load.
Who's Michael Bolton?
He's like a 80s cheese pop icon. One of those guys who sang those terrible ballads in the 80s.
Okay, shh, starting.
This is so exciting for the listeners.
Aw, yeah. Sorry, Moksh.
What?
I'm telling Moksh I'm sorry.
Shut up, John. I'm watching this. It's so random. It's like Jack Sparrow. Andy Samberg, what? Andy Samberg just goes, what?
Just wait, it gets better.
Jack Sparrow! Now back to the good part. I like how Andy Samberg is just like, no.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Davy Jones, giant. Why is he wearing a purple outfit? Scarf. Close enough.
Oh God.
Scarface.
Might just be the greatest Lonely Island thing of all time.
Cinephile. That was the best thing that ever happened. Ever.
Everyone just listen to Jack Sparrow while during that bit. It'll basically be your laugh track.
Why do we need to tell them at the end?
This new album is called, what's it called? Let's see. It's Turtleneck and Chain.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
That looks awesome. That made my night.
Yeah, it really did.
How long have we been talking for now? It's been quite a while.
I don't know, because we've had like 3 different calls. This one's been running for like half an hour.
I know, but we've had like 2 half an hour calls already.
Yeah.
We need to wrap it up soon.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need to finish my project.
I need to study.
Thor, it was good. Everyone should see it because there's nothing better else out right now.
Now, TJ, make a promise to me, please, that you'll put up this episode tonight.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
See? Okay, now what were you going to say to me?
6 seconds of Sam first.
Fine. Okay, I need to think of something to say. Okay.
Okay. All right, you can say, this is the 6 seconds where Sam can be completely unhinged. You can say whatever you possibly could think of. Okay. I'm going to count down to when it starts, and then I'm going to start counting in the background, okay? Okay, I'm going to give 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I'm going to go up from there to 6. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Sam?
Dream girl! Oh, no.
Okay, just wait.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Dream girl, you're my fantasy, you're the only one. What?
Yeah,
seconds. That was 4 seconds.
Really? The only
restart. Hey, give her one. We'll give you 2 more. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm a fantasy. You're the only one that I'll ever.
Done. You're done. It's over. You're over, Sam.
Game over, Sam.
Game over. Now tell me.
No, we have to pick the movie for next week.
No, you told
John,
you promised.
John. Next week.
Team America.
What? Team America. I forgot. There was a documentary that I watched this week that we should.
No, this
film is not yet rated. We should watch it. It was good. It had Team America in it.
No. What?
You can pick that. I don't want.
Okay.
John, are we going to Team America?
Unless anyone else has any other ideas, we're going with that.
Viva Vendetta.
Wild Zero.
What?
Wild Zero.
I don't know what that is.
It's insane. And it's like one of the things that I think everyone should have to watch.
Don't let them trick you.
Team America.
Oh. America.
Fuck yeah.
Come on again. Save
the mother.
America. Man, Baraka got screwed in the new Mortal Kombat.
Who?
Baraka.
Oh, yeah. Why?
So bad.
Really? Oh, he got nerfed?
It was just like, let's destroy his character and his background, and let's make his moves suck shit.
It's all about Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Can you imagine? You know how the PS3 got the exclusive Kratos?
Yeah.
Xbox should have got Nicolas Cage.
It has Nicolas Cage, doesn't it?
Xbox should have gotten Nicolas Cage II.
What?
Nicolas Cage's
Just replace all of them with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, every single fighter is Nicolas Cage, including Katana, and she's just Nicolas Cage wearing Katana's costume.
That's not something I want to see.
That is something I seriously want to see now. Yes, dear whoever's great. Making... Dear, whenever they remake Mortal Kombat as a movie, cast Nicolas Cage as Katana.
TJ, no. You can watch the web series of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. It's
is it out yet?
Yeah, it's like two parts in, I think.
Where do you go to see it?
It's like any Eddie Murphy.
It's on YouTube.
But Nicolas Cage.
John, go on to YouTube and search up the new Mortal Kombat.
It's called Mortal Kombat Rebirth, I think.
John, it's so gritty. You have to see it.
Yeah. You'll love it because it's dark and gritty.
Yeah, and it's basically like Black Swan.
Yeah, it's like Black Swan, except with more Mortal Kombat.
TJ, what were you going to tell me?
Okay, so here's my big secret, the big important thing that we're going to leave off the show because it's that important.
Okay.
It was the season finale of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
It was absolutely perfect.
I could go without a second season. They resolved everything so perfectly. The characters were completely well done.
Nasty things to your mouth with acid and ammonia. I'm gonna skin your cat.
It was just so perfect.
Down your throat.
The whole thing, it just gave me chills. That's how great it was. The finale of the show. It was just mind-blowingly awesome.
Shut up.
It's just so
your penis.
I'm definitely buying the DVDs of this show once it comes out. I'm just gonna walk into HMV and look like a complete pedophile and just be like,
and I'm gonna go to Columbia and I'm gonna train them. I'm gonna train them to search out a scent that only I will have, and I will apply that scent to you. And they're gonna hunt you throughout the ends of the earth. And when they find you, TJ, when they find you, it's gonna be terrible.
I love ponies.
Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rainbow Dash FTW.
No. Bye, guys.
Yes. You can't deny it, Sam. Can't deny it.
Stop.
I really miss you all, but it's going to be a great episode.
Bye, Moksh.
This is... yeah. Bye, Moksh.
Moksh, for the last time.
Oh, I definitely... John, I definitely want to get a shirt that just has the Rainbow Dash logo, and then it says, like, just gay rights. Just says the phrase, gay rights. Because her logo is like a like rainbow lightning bolt. It's so epic. I definitely just need that shirt.
I definitely need you to stop being here.
I definitely need you to stop being a stupid pony hater who should die in a hole.
Is it over now?
Rainbow Dash FTW. Bye now.